Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome in. Final hour of the program tonight. Appreciate you being with us, being part of the extended family as we come to you from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Joined by my guy, Rich Ornberger, burning the midnight oil. Sounded like he was pulling out a slip and slide when we were having a quick conversation here in ye olde commercial break. Got to pay those bills. So hopefully you're okay over there, buddy. You feeling all right?
Yeah, I'll be okay. Just right. Finishing up a bowl of ramen.
Oh, boy.
Delicious.
Wow. Too soon, bro. Too soon.
I dig me some noodles in the late hours of the
night.
Is
that right?
Yeah, I like to carbo load for the last hour.
No,
I always
good.
Have.
I kind of dig that about you. There's no question about it. Yeah, at Ornberger is where you find him on Twitter, 760 down in San Diego. Of course, here Fox Sports Weekend yelling at Steve Hartman. And whenever we can get him in as part of our group here, we look to Dr. Rich for all of the astute analysis and observations that he brings.
Thank you.
He also owns a flamethrower, so we got to be careful.
Yeah, well, or you got to be carefree when it comes to flamethrowing.
There's no question about it.
It's the way I like to finish off my meat is with a 10-foot flame shot right into a hibachi grill. That's how I like to do it. And I mean, at some
You're
point...
You're speechless trying to come up with the proper way to phrase it, buddy.
At some point, I need to bring this to the Los Angeles studios. I need to bring this into the parking structure. We need to find a space on the patio. We need to do this somewhere so you guys can understand the sheer power that I'm dealing with.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out from a legal and HR perspective how this works in your favor.
Oh, it'll be fine. You know what?
But you know what? It's always ask for forgiveness instead of permission kind of thing.
That is how I've lived my entire life. It's really worked to this point. I'm not saying things won't change.
No, sure.
But to this point, it's gone successful.
No, it'll dip on a dime for you. It's WrestleMania week. We talked to Angelo Dawkins, Street Profits, part of a fatal four-way match going on as part of WrestleMania weekend 8 p.m. Eastern, Peacock, both Saturday and Sunday. The podcast will be up in an hour's time. You can get that audio and listen to energy. If that doesn't get you hyped to go run through a wall, really nothing else can in this universe. So we're fired up to be here with you. So much to take away from the owners' meetings. The one-liner that we come back to with Rich is players, some players, will be able to wear the number zero. That's the big win out of the day. And then you start piecing it down from there of what got tabled, what got kicked to the curb altogether, and where we push things going forward. So number range extended for punters and kickers. Yay. The reset play clock to 40 after a replay reversal. Well, that seemed like it should have been obvious. That should have taken 8 seconds for them. It's like Peyton Manning, Hall of Fame, you in or out? Yeah. All right, move on. Should the play clock reset if the call is overturned? Well, yeah, of course it should. Tripping 15-yard penalty, redefining launching as requiring 1 foot.
Oh,
so
boy.
Looking at that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're trying to do these things. The punt touchbacks to the 25-yard line, that failed. And some of the others, the 4th and 20. Let's push that off to another time. But where everything got thrown up in the air, Rich, is where when it comes down to Thursday night football in this convention that we've seen it these last few years, a growing entity, the excitement, Amazon coming in and paying $100 billion. I'm just kidding, but it ain't far off from $100 billion to come in to play this game. And what you saw were a lot of games where Al Michaels couldn't sell it no matter how hard he tried.
Yeah.
And after a while, I don't think he tried.
Well, there came a point, and in the offseason as well, where Al Michaels had given up on trying to polish the proverbial turd and said, hey, look, you know, on a weekly basis now, we're handing you a pretty bad product here, and thank you for joining us, and we're going to get through this together. I mean, was basically the vibe. And then you had Kirk Herbstreit, who was just so excited to be in the car and finally sitting in the front seat with Uncle Al in the front seat. He was just like this cheerful energy trying to, you know, teach Al, you know, the nuances that he's bringing to him from his years and years and years on the call at the college football level. And Al just shut down the happiness train at every turn. He would just be like, yeah, well, the game still sucks, right? Yeah, I mean, it really was. It was that kind of dynamic in the booth, which did it always lead to an uncomfortable broadcast? No. In fact, a lot of times, in my opinion, it led to kind of a funny broadcast.
Well, you're waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Like, how are they going to talk away the next three and out?
Yeah. What is Al going to say next? And I think he remained professional. But look, the NFL, if they're good at anything, and we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, Mikey, is the fact that they will change something when it isn't working. And so by adding more Thursday night games, I think it's a make good for Amazon to a greater or lesser extent. And also it's to prove that maybe with more volume, they're going to have a more satisfactory product because there's going to be more opportunities for a satisfactory product. We'll see if their call is right. One thing I do know is that there are more and more players speaking out about this as the hours tick by, that this is absurd, that this is a league that's concerned with player safety, and you are again proving that you're anything other than concerned about player safety.
Well, and that's it, right? Trying to go through the process to where, while you're not going into the flex concept as we've traditionally considered it, the idea that a team could play two, and in some cases three, Thursday night games has a lot of folks raising their hand, led by Patrick Mahomes, right? Defending Super Bowl champions, looking over there going, hey, what are we doing over here?
Right.
Because they would be targeted, right? If you're trying to do a make good and trying to make Amazon feel all warm and fuzzy, what are you doing? You're getting Patrick Mahomes into every window you can. For me and Jason, it means I'll get to watch him die a little bit multiple Thursday nights if and when Aaron Rodgers becomes a Jet. You hear that, Smith? Still not a Jet. Still a Packer. But the idea being that with this flexibility that you may have a circumstance, and they carved it out very specifically. Thursday game, right, Thanksgiving, and maybe you're already scheduled here. Here's the way it works out. You play that next Thursday. That's only going to count as one game. So you're still eligible for the bonus.
Yeah.
Right? You're shooting one and the bonus. And in this case, you could have two Thursday games. And because you're so great and we love you so much, guess what? You're playing relevant football in December. You get a third opportunity on Thursday Night Football. And I got to imagine in locker rooms that it's already the source of consternation to a high level. Now, the CBA is what it is, and we've talked about it, and I've eviscerated the concept, particularly from the Demoris Smith and leadership side. The player side, it's always going to be a mess trying to disseminate that information properly to that many players.
Yeah.
Right? Because even if you're in the same room together, how many – and it's not casting aspersion on players, the old football players are dumb mentality, but the idea of how many of them really want to sit there and go through everything from the CBA? Because each team rep is going to come back, and they don't necessarily have the bullet points for everybody. They have the ones they think and the ones that reach them that they think their teammates are going to need. So it becomes a very watered-down game of telephone.
Yeah.
By the time it's all said and done. It's like, hey, you got to vote for this. Why?
Well, you also got to remember it's a really young coalition of players in the NFL.
Sure.
Like, part of the reason why the NFL Players Association gets railroaded by its ownership group is because young players oftentimes aren't well-versed in the happenings of their union because they're too worried, and I'm talking about the majority of these players, they're too worried about just making rosters.
No, right, just sticking around.
Yeah. The average NFL career is less than 3 years, so the turnover is vast on these rosters. So maybe you have 10 or 12 guys, maybe if you're lucky, 15, 20, who are sticking around on your roster for multiple years because they're impact players and they're staying healthy. And maybe that stretches a decade, again, if you're lucky. And then the rest of the roster turns over. So what happens is you get a lot of guys who are ignorant to how the union works. They're barely keeping their head above water in terms of their playbook and their ability to stay on the field. And as a result, you have these votes that go through on bad deals for the player, and it's bad deal after bad deal. Now, don't get me wrong. The players are benefiting from all the money that the league is making because of profit sharing with the network agreements and the streaming rights agreements. That's all great, and that continues to increase the salary cap, and so that's a bigger bite of the apple for the players. And on this last CBA agreement, they were given a minimum salary incentive here where come, you know, whatever X year in this new 10-year CBA that the players just signed away on, minimum salary in the NFL is going to be $1 million. And so for those bottom ranking members of rosters across the NFL, this was a brilliant tact that the owners used to get them to sign the dotted line. Because you don't have to worry about the players getting involved with decision making on scheduling because they signed away that right. The owners get to make those decisions. The players have no say in it. So nobody consulted any of the players about Thursday night football right. games when they said, hey, there are going to be select teams that are going to play two Thursday night games because they didn't have to. And so why would they?
No, and that's the thing, right, is that you are considered and working towards that three-year career and seeing how much you can squeeze beyond that and trying to make above minimum, trying to make sure you have your space. So that's when we get into all the talks about long-term, and you and I were talking about it earlier in the show when it comes to benefits and all of those things, why those lag, because you're worried about the immediacy. What's happening to me 20 years from now? It's what most people do. Right? It's like, all right, yeah, I got a little bit put away for retirement, but I'm living now. I got to pay my bills now. I'll get to that when I get to that. Same thing here. When you talk about some of these considerations, and we see it all the time, now it's Thursday night football. How many days of the week will football occupy before it's done? Week 18 is going to rear its ugly head at some point. You know that for sure.
Oh, no.
So all of that keeps creeping back in to the mix as we roll through.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon. Rich Hornberger in for Jason here tonight.
He sounds sexy.
Rich or me? Or both?
Thank you.
The burger.
That's it. We're entering that tag team battle. 15 crashes.
Each other.
What do they call it? The fatal foursome?
Fatal four-way.
He threw him a big fat one.
He's fired up. I'm just so giddy the closer we get. Got a big NXT event. We talked about that with Angelo Dawkins, that's the training grounds, building your characters, whatever. You know, we got a guy out of Northwestern that's part of that program, Rich.
Okay, all right.
Played football.
Wildcat.
Yeah. They call him Tank is his character.
I like that name. It's good. I could support a Tank.
He seems like a guy you'd get behind. So if we get the merch train going, I fully anticipate you rocking the Tank Ledger.
Yeah, you bring in a Tank shirt, I'm wearing it.
Yeah, we'll make sure that happens along the way. But exciting times. Final Four, we'll get into that in earnest later on in the week. But we're talking about the owners' meeting, all the commentary, and over the last 2 days, everybody's stepped to microphones, and let's face it, there's not a lot of trust from you and me. You having been in the league and knowing how these things work and knowing how the proverbial sausage is made. Me from observing the sausage being served to so many people for these many years. You know, Harbaugh talking about, we want Lamar's going to be here. It's like, you know, the old, you're not lying if you believe it's true, the George Costanzism.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing where you talk yourself into a space. So Matt LaFleur today, he went, he went into it. Yeah, listen, I'm going to throw it out there right away. First of all, I've got nothing but love and appreciation for what Aaron has done for so many in our organization. Obviously, we've experienced a lot of great times together, and we've won a lot of football games together. Ultimately, didn't bring home a Super Bowl, which will always be disappointing. And then he finishes the eulogy. You feel like Will Ferrell's going to show up singing, I close my eyes.
You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy.
He looks glorious. But yeah, so he goes into that. I'm not going to get into any of that stuff. I know it's disappointing for you guys, but it is what it is. When he was asked another question about Rodgers, the same time we're excited about Jordan and how he's been able to progress as a quarterback, how he's matured as a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Matured as a man. And he also talked about tamping down expectation for Jordan Love because he comes out of 30 years of the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers train with some other guys mixed in for a couple of games to make you realize how good you have it and how good it's been for you there in the NFC North. But I go back to something we talked about a little bit earlier, Rich, is they got the best of both worlds, I guess, because Rodgers played some pretty good football at times. Was it a clean season? No, not even close to the MVP seasons that preceded it. But for those that just say he's categorically done, I think it's more about Aaron Rodgers, the guy you don't like, than the player, considering the level of quarterback play across the NFL. Are you kidding me? Even at his worst, what are you ranking him, 10th?
Yeah,
in the league right now. But for Jordan Love, while Aaron Rodgers was doing his ayahuasca trail, hanging out with Miles Teller and all that stuff, Jordan Love got a lot of reps with the ones. He got a lot of one-on-one time with Matt LaFleur, which evidently Aaron Rodgers, when he had it, he didn't come for the free cookies and you know, biscuits with the boss.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers, as difficult as he was, especially over the last half decade in Green Bay, you said it right, Mikey. I mean, he handed you top 10 performances from his position every single year without fail. I mean, like, can you name 10 quarterbacks last season that you'd want ahead of Rodgers? I would struggle personally to do that. So, well, yeah, I understand there's a lot of frustration from the side of Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst for having to deal with a lot of the off-the-field stuff, and I'm sure there's way more than we'll ever realize there was going on behind the scenes. I think they played this 100% right. I think that you got to ride this train all the way to its station. You got to let him make the decision. I do think that they did sound very weak with any of their public statements that they made up to this point. It was very bizarre. Like, when people ask them questions, instead of just, like, leaving all the pressure on Aaron and just saying, like, hey, you know, this is Aaron's world. We're living in it. We're pleased to support him and whatever he wants to do next. They were kind of like, We are really getting frustrated with Aaron, but if he wants to play for another year, we'll be okay with that too. Like, it was just so lame. I'm so glad that now it's all in the open. The Jets want him. He wants the Jets. The Green Bay Packers and the Jets are trying to work it out still. He's still a Packer, which is bizarre because this feels like it was supposed to be done 2 weeks ago and it's still sort of hanging in the ether here, but it will be done soon. And at the end of the day, I think the Green Bay Packers played it about as good as they could, because how do you move on from Aaron Rodgers unless he's the one making the decision? And essentially, he was the one making the decision to move on.
Well, and that goes back to what Gutekunst was saying yesterday, right? It's the, we were trying to reach out. We couldn't get a hold of him.
Right.
All right, new phone, who this? Kind of thing, or just deciding, all right, we'll let you squirm a bunch before we go public with whatever we're going to do on McAfee or wherever else when we emerge from the darkness. Because I never got to ask you the question. When Rodgers said he was, quote, 90% retired before his retreat, and coming out hearing that he was being shopped or that the people in the building were telling a different tale than they were publicly, What did you make of the 90% retired? And this becomes a slam that sucker down Dusty Rhodes revenge tour.
Yeah. I sort of felt like, look, there is a little bit of sadism to Aaron Rodgers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There is a little bit of like, hey, you know, I'm holding down the fly by its wings and I'm just messing with it at this point. I'm sure there's some ill will here, and maybe there always will be. You know, I don't know how long he intends on holding some of these grudges, but it does feel like Aaron is upset with a lot of the things that have happened in recent memory with the Green Bay Packers, and that includes the drafting of Jordan Love without asking his permission is what he was looking for them to do. And I think the dissolution of this relationship with the front office, I don't think it happened overnight, but I do think it was brick by brick. He was building his case against them. And I do think that he was making them pay for it a little bit in passive-aggressive ways. And one of the ways may have been leaving Matt LaFleur waiting for him at several times throughout their time working together instead of showing up to meetings that he was supposed to show up for. Or maybe it was not answering his phone during the offseason or off seasons. We don't know how long this sort of stuff was going on for. There might have been just a little bit of retribution that he was looking for. And so making these guys sweat may have felt good to him. Now, look, there's not everybody can do this, by the way. Like, I don't know if you have that bone in your body. I really don't. I'm not really into watching people suffer for my pleasure, you know, but that's what this
depends
kind of
depends on the
like.
Day, Rich.
Yeah, I mean,
it depends on how the day is going, because sometimes there is a little bit of, all right, let's watch it work, because
well,
we all have that in us.
Well, remember, though, I'm a doctor. I took the Hippocratic Oath, which is...
First, do no harm.
Do no harm, Mikey Harmon. So, you know, as a practicer of medicine, I really follow that, too, in all the aspects of my life. Yeah.
I like the way you tried to sell that. That was good. Practitioner of great medicine.
Yeah.
I'm a guy I took an oath to take care of the people. He's Rich Ornberger in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, America's coach also talked. A guy that took ownership, and he did something that before noon we should celebrate. That's right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Brian Daboll is America's coach. Not only did he win the coach of the year, but he flat out just said to the New Jersey Advance media, Bob Brookover, quote, yeah, I got smoked in the playoffs. I don't have a tally mark on the board, but I've watched our season quite a bit. You're trying to figure out ways you can get better, that you can do in your position. That's all I ask the coaches to do, and that's what I talk to the players about. How can we get better? Saying that the loss to the Eagles has left a bad taste that's lingered throughout this offseason thus far. Talking about the competitive nature. Obviously, they bring back Daniel Jones. You've got Saquon Barkley on the non-exclusive franchise tag. And you're going to go into the marketplace and obviously do whatever you can to build up the receiving core and weapons so that Richie James and Barkley are not your leading receivers in 2023. So the curiosity there. Dable also proceeded to shotgun a tall boy at 11:30. Now, that's kind of late in the day for us on the West Coast. Rich, as you know, tailgating on a Saturday or a Sunday. Or sitting in your house on a Saturday or Sunday, readying for games. There's no time limit. You know, 9 a.m. is kickoff on Saturdays here, West Coast, and 10 a.m. on Sundays. Getting after it. 11:30 is actually kind of late in the day.
Yeah, you're not kidding. But at the same token, he was the first coach who cracked open said beer.
He's a leader.
And so for that, yeah, he's the people's coach now.
That's it. He's the leader of men.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
Tell me he's not the guy out on the top of the I would drink with that guy. It's him and Andy Reid, right?
It's him and Andy Reid.
Beers with Dable and cheeseburgers with Andy Reid.
There's no question about it. I mean, the coolest coach now in the league is probably Andy Reid, although he gives off the grandfatherly vibes. Brian Dable gives off of like the uncle that you invite first to your wedding vibes. Oh, Dan Campbell, good point.
Oh, see, I was going to ask who was on the medal stand. Campbell probably cracks. Because we talked about Mike McDaniel before, and I think he'd be an interesting invite to the party.
Yeah, they're all.
Because you don't know where it's going to go.
They're all on the podium.
But
you know what I mean?
But Campbell's a guy that's going to kick somebody upside the head if you need be.
Yeah, and then after a couple beers, he's going to bite kneecaps with you.
Yeah.
If we're going to get a worthwhile activity, there's no question.
Right there, that's your gold, bronze, silver. We just don't know what in order. You know, it's
I'll
really.
I'll put up a poll question.
That's fantastic. I think we ought to. A late poll. Who doesn't like a late poll? I mean, it's really important.
Even on a Tuesday night, clubs are open late.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Get it on. Doctor said you got to get your stretch in.
I mean, a dog doesn't stretch, but humans do, especially before a meal. The reality of the situation with Brian Dable is he should be embarrassed for the performance against the Eagles, because guess what? You got to go and face that team twice in the regular season guaranteed. Like, you cannot get your doors blown off, especially after what you did on the road in the postseason by a team that you're going to face twice next season. Because if for whatever reason the New York Giants they regress at all, and the Philadelphia Eagles stay at the performance level that they were able to sustain for a year, man, all of a sudden there's going to be a lot of clamoring about, hey, was it kind of are we looking at the sophomore slump for Brian Dable? So he's got a ton of goodwill going in his direction. It could have been too much too soon in terms of success in New York, because I mean, if Saquon Barkley doesn't stay healthy, that's and your season is really hinging around his health, what are the Giants going to do?
Well, I think that's the biggest question coming in, right? Going into the year was, all right, what are you getting from Saquon Barkley? And for those that want to go and bemoan Daniel Jones' contract, they were willing to pay it, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you don't like him. He was efficient with the football. Was he overwhelming? No. And I, you know, we could do the reasoning or excuse, depending on how you're coming at a circumstance, you decide whether it's a reason or excuse. They didn't have any discernible wide receivers. The guys they'd spent all the money on were busts.
Yeah.
Whatever was going on with Kadarius Toney, that's the one piece of the equation from their 2022 season. I'd really like to know what was real behind the scenes in terms of why that didn't work and why he couldn't get on the field. Kenny Golladay was about as big a waste, and congratulations for him. He got the bag coming off a season where he played five games for the Lions, was still able to secure that kind of contract. Good for him. But he gave you nothing on the field.
Nothing.
So nothing. Now you push forward with Daniel Jones, and you've made a big bet that Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka are going to be able to make him the player that he was drafted to be.
Well, and it's a big bet, you know, because let's put it this way. It's not going to set you back as bad as, say, the Russell Wilson contract. But sure. But you are in the hole for the next two seasons. You know, you can't really feasibly make a move at quarterback until, at this point, 2025. So if Daniel Jones is going to be the guy, and I certainly believe that Brian Daboll, after watching what he was able to accomplish with Josh Allen, I think he can be the guy. But he has to be surrounded with a good enough cast. And so that means Saquon Barkley needs to repeat his success. That means that they need some more receiving help. I'm sure they're hoping to score in the draft. And if they don't, and something happens to Barkley at any point this season, the hopes are going to diminish drastically. Now, I say that, but at the same token, there has been an AFC team that has rode that same exact scenario, I mean, basically into the ground, but the Tennessee Titans with Mike Vrabel. They played great defense, they had a strong running game, and they had a Daniel Jones-type quarterback in Ryan Tannehill, and they were a successful team for about a four-year stretch there. The question is, can Saquon Barkley stay healthy like Derrick Henry did over that stretch? And if he can, the Giants are going to be successful until they need to make another decision on Daniel Jones.
That is the million-dollar question, as it were. Don't forget, the Eagles with a lot of changes. The Cowboys are the Cowboys. And the Commanders, as of now, are going at it with Howell and Brissett, everybody. So opportunity knocks for Daboll and company. Raise a tall boy with him as America's coach. He's Rich Ohrenberger in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon rolls on here. Coming up next, we've got the progressive play of the day and final thoughts from the owners' meetings. That's next on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Never skip leg day. Run those hills. Mount Trashmore like Walter Payton did all those years ago. The outskirts of Chicago. Mike Harmon alongside Rich Ohrenberger. Jason Smith off doing everything he can to facilitate the final stretches of the Aaron Rodgers trade to the Jets.
Hey, Smith, he's still a Packer.
He'll be back tomorrow, in theory. But I think he's going to get an ulcer from waiting for this thing to happen, Rich.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jason, he joins the army of Jets fans who are pretending to play it cool at this point. Because let's face it, every day that passes by is a day closer to the potential inevitability that Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, they never really truly link up, and this was all just a fever dream.
That's the beauty of it. So long as that survives, we keep that 1% of hope alive that the intent does not become reality for Aaron Rodgers, that would be the best of all worlds for us. Now it's time, hey, for the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Let's turn to the NBA.
Curry comes left, now gets McCollum. Checks the clock, 7 to shoot. Takes a jumper over CJ and knocked it down. A three ball for Curry. Comes back up the floor, celebrating a little bit. Trying to get the crowd fired up.
Warriors radio on the call, down 17 at half, a blistering third quarter performance where they put up 39. Oh, and then the fourth, you know what they did? They basically doubled it, another 35-point performance, get an 11-point victory over the Pelicans. Now 40-37 on the year, 38-38 for the Pelicans as the Please Zion eventually play a basketball game signs are still there, but a big win for the Warriors at home. They moved to 31-8. Curry, 39 on the night, 8 of 15 from three-point range, 14 of 25 from the field, adding 8 assists. Draymond Green had that technical foul and chaos there. 8 points, 13 assists for him in the game. They're a team that strikes me as moderately interesting, given the lack of firepower and separation in the Western Conference there, Rich.
I will say this, though. The Pels, man. Zion is the people's champ, isn't he?
I mean, well, we keep waiting on him.
There's a certain level of
we
like,
saw that he got a tattoo, though, that says Mount Zion. I mean, that's a big deal.
I don't know. I just think about him. Like, you know, he got the first round draft pick money. He got the big old extension. He kind of looks like he loves himself some McDonald's.
You're saying that like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm actually.
Maybe he got the lifetime supply of Smoothie King smoothies, and maybe he hits it up like maybe I did a coffee bar when I was at Yahoo. Didn't need that many lattes in a day, Richie. That's not good for you.
My point is, like, I kind of dig it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he's kind of beating the system a little bit. And,
well, every time, once in a while, you got to celebrate a victory like that. That's for sure.
It just makes me happy. Like, thinking about Zion, just like, you know what? I was going to work out, but instead I'm going to have another Vanilla Hulk from Smoothie King. It's like the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you know me. I enjoy the idea of Zion more than the reality right now.
Yeah.
Right? Because while he's winning, I'd like to see him play some basketball.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, I definitely loved watching him play in college and then the early exploits in the NBA. But the guy's got to string together a couple more games. But in the meantime, he is sort of just – He's living his best life. You can't deny it. I mean, there is a little bit of I don't know. There's a little bit of Kawhi Leonard to this story. You know, where it's like, you take your time, you take what rest you need, and you play when you want to.
Tell me about your career. We got like 2 minutes left here in the show, so short story time with Dr. Rich.
Yeah.
In that locker room, because we talk about it in the NBA quite a bit. The tight shirt has maintained his position. As soon as LeBron got his record, he quit. I summarized that beautifully. We talk about Kawhi Leonard. Remember, he didn't want to play for the Spurs, differing of medical opinions. Football, we've always seen guys, or at least for the most part, we've seen guys rally up. You know, the take the shot from all our favorite movies.
Yeah.
I mean, how big a deal is it for those how animated the discussions get behind the scenes about treatment?
Well, I mean, you're talking about in general how we're treated in the NFL?
Well, no, just when guys are, all right, here's the suggested course of action, i.e. get you back on the field as fast as we can versus, you know what, I probably shouldn't take that shot, or I should probably have a longer course back to the playing field than what you're trying to get me to do here.
Those conversations, to be perfectly honest with you, are usually player-led. Because there's so much fear typically that if you stay off the field for too long, they'll find a suitable replacement and you'll lose your job. That a lot of times it's like, hey, what can I do safely or frankly unsafely here to get back on the field as quickly as possible? And those decisions range from, you know, getting an injection of something that's going to numb away the pain while you're playing, or getting an injection that's going to help with inflammation, or, you know, some sort of radical treatment that, you know, not a lot of people prescribe or subscribe to yet, but they're going to test it out on you because you're somebody who really has a lot to risk if you don't get back out on the field. So, yeah, I mean, those are typically player-led things. There's not a ton of pushback from the player, at least.
He's Rich Ohrenberger. Find him on Twitter, at Ohrenberger. He's going to take a nap and then get up and do a show for you on 760 down in San Diego. Thanks, Richie.
You got it, man.
Smith will be back tomorrow. Coming up next across the vast Fox Sports Radio network, Ben Maller's going to take you into the night. Remember, it's WrestleMania week. Don't skip leg day, people. Get out there, get hyped. Big sports week ahead.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Kane Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.